Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Willoughby. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Willoughby. And now, play ball. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddux. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonds moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonds scores. It's Astros, 1, Giants, 1. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spear. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Spear steals second. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maddux. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Maddux steals second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomason for the out. Maddux moves to third. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maddux tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodson hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into left field. Watson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Watson. Maddox moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 2, Giants, 2. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby is 0-for-1 in the game. Willoughby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin fires to first and has Bonds trapped. There's the throw to Metzger who tags Bonds for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards third. Goodson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 3, Giants, 3. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Maddox hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 3. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cedeno strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Gary Matthews now playing left field. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. May moves to second. It's 4-3, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Howard now catching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 3. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cosgrove now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.